Once upon a time, right on the edge of the forest, lived a golden-haired girl. This golden-yellow-haired girl's name was Goldilocks. She had such amazing and admirable locks that everyone who saw her was mesmerized. But despite her sweetness, at times, she could be a rather naughty little girl. Every time she stepped out to play, her mother would have to warn her to behave.
Darling, please stay in the backyard and don't go into the woods.
Deep into the forest in a shack lived a bear family.
A broad-shouldered papa bear, a medium-sized
mama bear, and a baby bear. Mama Bear always woke up early to prepare oatmeal porridge for breakfast. One morning, Baby Bear woke up earlier than usual and wanted to eat his porridge. But it was too hot.
Mama, can we go out for a walk in the woods until our porridge cools down?
Mama, Papa and Baby Bear left their porridges on the table and went out for a walk. The same morning, Goldilocks was playing in the backyard while waiting for her mum to prepare breakfast. But she was so bored of playing in the same yard all the time, and she was very curious about the deep parts of the forest.
What would happen if I just went for a walk?
She looked around, seeing that no one was around. She began running into the forest. When she got tired, she stopped and looked around.
What a beautiful forest! Flowers, trees. Why didn't I come here before?
She began to walk deeper into the forest. In the meantime, walking around with his family, the baby bear saw a beehive on the branch of a tree.
Such a big beehive! I'm sure it is full of honey! Papa, can we eat some honey?
No, my boy. That belongs to the bees. It's their home.
We can't go in anybody's home and eat their food. It's not right.
You're right. I think I will have to wait until we go home for my breakfast.
Meanwhile, Goldilocks walked all by herself for such a long time. Finally, she got lost. She tried to turn back but could not make out the right way. She got really tired and hungry. She was almost in tears of her tiredness. She walked a little more, and finally she came to the end of the road. And she came across the house of the bear family in between the trees. She quietly approached the house, walked around it, but she could not see anyone. She knocked on the door, but nobody answered. Then she looked through the window. She saw three hot, steamy plates on the table. She went back to the door again, and this time she knocked hard. The door opened. Goldilocks was overjoyed. She looked in and yelled,
"Anybody home?"
When there was no answer, she entered. She approached the table. On the table, there were three bowls of porridge, one big, one medium-sized, and one small. Because she was so hungry, she wanted to eat the big one first. But the moment she put the spoon in her mouth, her mouth burned, because the porridge was still too hot. She immediately reached the medium bowl, but she did not want to eat this either, because it was too cold.
It's too cold!
Finally, she dipped her spoon into the smallest one.
This porridge is neither cold nor too hot. It's exactly the way I want it.
So she ate all the porridge in the smallest bowl. When she was done with her breakfast and felt full, she wanted to sit on one of the three chairs in front of the chimney to rest for a while. One of the three chairs was a big one, the other one medium, and the last one was a small one. first she tried to sit on the big one, but she couldn't even climb on it. She tried the medium one, but this one was very hard. It was very uncomfortable. Finally, she sat down on the smallest one. This one was very comfortable and exactly her size. But suddenly, the chair broke into pieces with a very loud noise. Goldilocks found herself on the floor and she did not know what to do. She walked through to the next door, and here there were three beds. A big, a medium-sized, and a small one. First she tried the big bed. This one was too big for her and also too hard. Second one was a little bigger than her size, but also too soft. So she lied down on the third and smallest bed. This one was exactly her size, and it was very comfortable. So comfortable that Goldilocks fell asleep right away. Whilst Goldilocks was sleeping, the bear family came back home. Papa Bear had some wood with him that he collected for the chimney. Mama Bear had fresh berries, and Baby Bear just could not wait to have his porridge. When they arrived home, they went straight to the table. Papa Bear had a look at his bowl and was so angry.
Somebody tasted my porridge.
Mama Bear also looked at her bowl.
Somebody also tasted my porridge.
And when Baby Bear looked at his bowl, he began to cry.
That somebody also tasted my oatmeal porridge. Not only tasted it, also ate it all.
They got up and started to look around. Papa Bear noticed his chair in front of the chimney.
Somebody sat on my chair. Look, it's on a different spot.
And then it was Mama Bear's turn to complain.
Somebody also sat on my chair.
And just like before, the baby bear began to cry again.
Somebody also sat on my chair, but broke it too.
The bear family curiously went to the bedroom.
Somebody lied on my bed. Look how it's undone.
Somebody lied on mine too.
Somebody lied on my bed too, and is still sleeping in it.
Papa Bear walked next to Baby Bear's bed and saw that someone really was sleeping in his bed. Slowly lifted up the blanket, and they were really surprised to see a little girl sleeping in the bed.
What is a little girl doing in our house?
Tell this little girl to get out of my bed now!
Waking up to Baby Bear's crying, Goldilocks saw three bears in front of her and she ran out of the room in great fear. She went out of the house and started running without looking back. She got breathless from running, but she did not stop. And she didn't even know which way to go. Right at that moment, she saw her parents coming across from the forest. When she didn't end up going back home, they went out looking for her. Goldilocks was very happy to see her parents. She ran and hugged her mother.
Oh, Mummy!
We were so worried. Are you okay?
From now on, I will always listen to you. I will never leave without letting you know.
Goldilocks hugged her parents really tight. From that day on, as she promised, she always listened to her parents and did nothing without having their permission. She was a well-behaved and kind girl forever.